be here this morning.
With all your heart, Brother Early.
Didn't come to preach this morning and woke up. And seemed like my mind was just as blank. And
Lord, blessing God, we pray.
All at once then, this church. Just overjoyed my heart as I laid there and thought. And,
God bless you, Lord.
And I got up before the clock alarmed and
Lord, help him,
went
God,
and told my wife that I'm going to Little Jewel today. I just can't wait to get there.
Lord, help him, God, we pray. Thank
you. She was going to visit the cemeteries and spend some time with her family in Floyd County. And thought about her a lot this morning.
We, Lord, help God, we pray.
You know, we don't have much in this world. And our families are probably, other than the Lord, the number one priorities that we have in life. They are, Brother Junior, they're precious. The Bible teaches us that men and women are one, that are married in the Lord.
And
what a special blessing that is if you have someone that really cares about you, is able to help you with your needs, and we certainly try to do that with our children.
Lord, bless you, God, I pray.
But in our state, in this world, we could not make it without Jesus. This world is not all there is to it this morning. There's a place that's called heaven. And there's a place that's called the lake of fire. And this is, the old brothers used to put it this way. They said that this is a dressing room. And it is. It is. I know that in my life this morning that grace and all that it entails to this poor boy is the most important thing in my life, whether it's in my family, on church, on Sunday, no matter what I'm doing.
Help him, Lord.
Jesus is my everything this morning. I want you to pray now. When I said that I'm absolutely blank this morning, I mean that. I'm just as honest with you as I know how. Some of you I've never met. Most of these brothers and sisters I know very well. I've known them for many years and love them and appreciate them. I'm going to try to sing a verse of a song if I can.
And,
not be in your presence but a short time, I'm sure.
Take your time. Help me, Lord, please.
I can't walk on water, and I can't hold your hand, and I can't mend your broken heart, but I know a man who can. Jesus, 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 oh, may I follow in glory means more than all this world to me. Yet I can't walk on water, and I can't hold your hand, and I can't mend your your broken heart, but I know a man who can. And yes, through this world disappointment, all the trouble and heartaches we see, you're still the fairest of 10,000 to our soul. You're the lily of the valley to me, and I can't walk on water, and I can't hold your hand, and I can't mend your broken heart, but I know a man who can.
Thank you. Help, Lord, I pray.
Thankful this morning that that's the way it is while the singing this morning and the rejoicing and the freedom of the grace that's given us in Christ Jesus was so abundantly flowing from heart to heart this morning. I was thinking,
Lord, bless my brother,
how that God's people are truly the most beautiful thing in this world. They are, Brother Junior. They're the light of the world. And as I was sitting there, my attention began to be called away from them and to the one that made us what we are. It's in Him this morning that we live and move and have our being. And I'm just me. I don't know. Brother Terry boasts a grade A or class A personality. I've got a me personality. That's all I know how to be. But this morning, it's in Him that we live and that we move and that we have our very being. While Brother Greg was up here, I don't know how everybody else is. Maybe I'm a little strange, but I began to notice the difference in the gifts that's given. And you know, when the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon a person, things change. My family, most of them we wasn't church-going folks. And matter of fact, we was exactly the opposite of that. And the first time that my family heard me preach, they was sitting there and they had their mouths open and they didn't know what to think, you know. After it was all over, they said, as they went home for months, they said, you know, that wasn't Hurley. I said, it didn't sound like him. I said, he looked different. He sounded different. And that's the way it is. When God moves down in our lives, I don't care. You may be the biggest sinner that they are in this town today. But I want you to know that when the grace of God that brings salvation appears to you, you're going to look different. You're going to make a different choice. You're going to be different. You're going to be a different person. And as you go into this wonderful plan of God as He leads you, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father, which sent me draw him. Now, brother, you pray. I don't know how to preach. I'm honest with you this morning. But I do know today that everything that I have is just like folks of old. When this grace appeared to me, I cast everything that I had upon Him. And I don't boast to have anything in this world, Brother Greg, but yet, being a poor man, I'm made rich today because of my Father. He owns the gold and the silver and the cattle on 1,000 hills. And He truly is the King of kings, and He's the Lord of lords, and He's the one today that rides upon the white horse, and the armies of heaven do follow him today. And he's still the same today and yesterday and forever, and he changes not. And I love his name today. He's got the most precious name that's ever been spoken into this world. Oh, I've come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O Lord, and here is his name. His name's wonderful this morning. He's Counselor and Prince of Peace and Mighty God and an Everlasting Father and Emmanuel. But I'll never forget when I saw him for the first time in my heart, by an eye of faith, hanging there on a cross. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy upon my soul. And yesterday, I'm still the same way today, Brother Terry. That's about as far as I can get in this world. I went into the back room to pray yesterday, and as I was praying, I could see John laying his head on Jesus' breast. What did you do? I just laid mine down. And I thought about this, Brother Greg. Maybe I'll just talk a minute. I thought in all that man can do, and all the best he has to rule and to govern, the best he could do was raise Jesus upon a cross, nail him there between the heavens and the earth. But the God that sent him into this world said, you have power to lay your life down, and you'll have power to take it up again. And listen, he knew their hearts. He knew they was going to cry away with this man. Give us Barabbas. He knew that, Brother Greg. But he endured those things like you and like me. And brother, if you got some tapes, send them up to me. I like to hear you. Listen today. Everything that I have is cast upon him, and he cares for me this morning. Listen, this Jesus, the most precious name that's how many times is his name spoken in this world today? We couldn't even count them. But as for this poor boy, when I cry, Jesus, he's a very present help in the time of need. And he's never on a far journey. He's not nailed there on a tree anymore. This God that raised him from the dead, he lifted him up far above all power and principality, and he set him on the right hand, and he cares for you, Brother John. John Bolin. Whenever I call, he answers. Listen today, friends. I want you to know something. Though he's raised in power and he's sitting on the right hand of the Majesty on high, and the Holy Spirit is still taking of his and giving it unto us. I want you to know, if you're here and you're a sinner, he still cares for you. Bless God. Somebody said, well, how can that be? And he said, even the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repent. More than 99 that need no repentance. And he is the door. There's no way them angels is going to be able to praise God before that throne unless you go through and by Jesus today. It makes them rejoice. Don't it make you rejoice when you hear, oh, I've been in trouble and Jesus spoke peace to my soul. It caused me to rejoice, Brother Terry. The angels in heaven, bless God. I never saw this before, but they probably got a better view than we do this morning. Oh, Lord, this morning, we're weak in this place, unworthy, not able to do anything on our own. But these angels, they came and they ministered unto him.
Yes, they did,
and they ascended and descended upon him. And they're still messengers there, Brother Fred. And I don't know why. I never saw this before, just this way. I believe that when the peace of God flows down into the soul of a little child of God, I believe they can't help it, Brother Junior. They can't hold their peace. Amen. There. Listen today, and there's some beasts there. There's 24 elders, and these four beasts, they never cease. Day and night, giving God a crying, glory, glory, glory. Holy, holy, holy art thou, O God, to receive riches and honor and praise and blessings. And listen, so if he's worthy of that this morning, where's your heart at? Oh, where's your treasure this morning? Is it laid up in store for something that you just hope to receive? I hope to get back home. That's not the kind of hold that Jesus gives. Oh, it's Christ, the hope of glory, formed right down in the soul. And it's shed abroad, Brother Junior, in the hearts of God's people. And that's what I was talking about a while ago.
Sir,
that was the effect I was watching. I wasn't watching who sung the song. I wasn't watching to see who the preacher'd be. But I was looking for the effect of this sweet Holy Spirit that God said he'd send back. Oh, he said, I've got to go away. But I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter, and he it is will lead you in all truth and righteousness. I'm glad, Brother Fred, to have this bond of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, if you've not been born again, He said, come and taste of me and see that I'm good. I remember crying for the first time when I tasted of him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I understood the first time that he truly was the bread of life that a man may eat and never die. Oh, I truly understood when the Spirit moved and I got a drink. I fully understood that he was truly the water of life that a man could drink and never thirst again. Oh, just a little farther in my travail. When I saw him hanging there on a cross, I realized that he really was the Rock of Ages. Oh, and still today, I understand he's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Has he ever cleft your soul in that rock? I remember when all the powers that be would have drugged me down. And he reached out and saved my soul and cleft my hand in that rock. I want you to know that there's love and there's joy and there's peace and there's safety in the Lord. He said, I'll never leave you.
I'll never.
Amen.
Though a woman forsake her suckling babe, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. But I'll go all the way. And I want to clarify this just a little bit. If ever there was a time in my life that I wanted to just sit and listen, it was today. To hear good news from a far country is the most important thing that is the most needful thing in our community. Grace is the most wonderful sound that's ever rang in our land.
Preach it, Brother Hurley. Preach it, brother.
The heart's desire and the humility of the faith of Jesus and his people is the most wonderful light that you'll ever see in this world.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I'm like Brother Greg. God's people are a light. Not any good of their own today, but because he lives.
Because he lives.
We live also. If I never see you again or I never get back here again, I hope with everything in my heart, in my life, that someday just on account of you, that the angels are shouting in the presence of God. Just for you, if you'd have been the only one that had been born upon this earth, if you'd have been in a waste-tossing wilderness and you was the only human here, I want you to know that Jesus still loved you. Before worlds was, Brother Junior, he loved you. You may be like I was, Brother Greg. I was the most alone human that I ever saw in my life. And he came to my rescue. Mommy couldn't help me. Daddy couldn't help me. Got the most loving, wonderful wife that a man could have in this world. And she couldn't help me. I remember considering these things and I looked at my children. I thought how sweet and how innocent. They couldn't help me, Brother Terry.
Fix it,
right? I remember, I don't know why this is on mine. I don't know if I've ever told this or not. But my grandmother, her dad was an old preacher in the mountains, all of that family. I said, I know what I'll do. I'll go talk to her. Surely she can help me. Went up there and I just kept getting worse and worse. And was lost and running and undone and without God and without hope. And brother, I'm glad that a quickening spirit came into my heart and into my life.
Yeah.
gave me the opportunity to cry, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't want to take the time.
No, go ahead.
But I've never met many of you, but I love you. And my heart's desire again is to meet in a better land than this. And I mean that. It's still just grace, grace, grace. You know, if I could ever get a tape of Brother Junior, I'd like to hear him too. It's hard to get a hold of him up there. But we love you. May God bless each one.